Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Florence is a memory to us, but to the Carolinas, it is still very much an ongoing issue and will be for some time.
In fact, we've caught up with a gentleman from McCandless area in Ingomar who is in and has been in North Carolina for the last 10 days, so even before the storm. He's with the Southwest Pennsylvania chapter of the Red Cross. He's a volunteer, Greg Matoka. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Greg, where are you at this point, and what are you doing?
Right now, I am in a shelter, a storm shelter, in Whiteville, North Carolina, which is in Columbus County. My role here with the Red Cross is to serve as what's called a shelter manager, to manage the shelter. At peak time, we hit about 150 clients, and to ensure that they have all the necessities to weather the storm out. We got here before the storm to get everything set up in anticipation ready, and then once they come in to service their needs and to make sure that in the best way we can, that they can get on with their lives after the disaster's over.
Now, that location in Whiteville, are you anywhere near the flooding that's actually occurring now?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have the flood warning up until Thursday. So there are a lot of streams and tributaries in the area. It's a very low, a flat topography down here. And so all of the streams and low-lying areas are under a warning today through Thursday. Yeah, so it's I'd say there are streams like everywhere around here. So within a mile or a couple miles down the road, there's a larger stream that feeds into the river.
Give us some idea, Greg, of the need now for these flood victims and how long they estimate until some of these people will be able to go back into their homes.
You know, right now the main need is power. They're waiting for power so they can get back into their houses and start the cleanup operation that a lot of them have. They don't have basements here as they do in Pittsburgh, so the water, instead of going into the basement, goes right up into their house. And so a lot of them are faced with roofs that have collapsed from the tornadoes that went through and the heavy winds and downed trees has gone through the roof. But mainly it's the water and the water damage and cleanup that the people need assistance with. And fortunately, the resources down here are really stretched thin to help those folks out. So their concern right now is getting the power on and getting back to be able to clean their places up and getting it repaired so they can move back in.
So, Greg, what do the families who are there do hour by hour as they sit and wait?
Yeah, that's the roughest part. It's very difficult going through the hours because it's raining, and when it rains outside, you can't go outside. So what they do is, we do have a TV in the shelter. We pretty much get the news. They, try to stay with the children as much as they can. There's very little space for them to move around. Where it's in a gymnasium of elementary school, and they try to mill around and socialize as best as they can. And that's part of the Red Cross's duty is to sit down and talk with everyone on an individual basis, try to see how they're doing and reassure them. But it's a very long, painstaking event while you wait for all this to pass before they can get out.
And we understand that, Greg, you're with some other Pittsburgh area folks that are down there helping.
Yeah. I came down with one other individual, and I know there were several more are following. We came down as a pre-disaster deployment setup to get everything ready, and after that, I know there are several that have headed out to with the response vehicle to distribute food, and also to work in whatever shelters were still open at that time. So there's more on its way.
I'm looking at the river gauges just north of you in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. They're hoping that the Cape Fear River crest sometime this morning, But further downstream, closer to Wilmington, they're not expecting a crest until Saturday. So I would imagine those folks are going to be with you for a while.
Yeah, Wilmington is a cutoff, from what I understand, island almost. They're going to we haven't even been getting to Wilmington. Red Cross office in Wilmington, which is the district headquarters, actually had to evacuate themselves. So they had to pull all of their office equipment and staff north to avoid the flood. So now they have to get back in there. So we haven't even started in the Wilmington area yet. We're in the low-lying regions here that are outskirts of Wilmington. We're under the river threat. The Wilmington is going to be hammered again. So now they're really getting bad.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing on behalf of the Southwestern Pennsylvania chapter of the Red Cross, really representing our region too, Greg. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. You're welcome.
Greg Matoka on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, and certainly if you'd like to help the Red Cross, would love for you to do so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.